Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 14 of season 3. This week we are studying Jacob chapters 1 through 4. We've already studied some of the writings of Jacob. One of his discourses was recorded in 2 Nephi, chapters, starting in chapter 6, but now we're reading from his own book. Jacob was the younger brother of Nephi. He was born during their journeys in the wilderness, and because of that, he never knew the comforts of Jerusalem or even the blessings of having a stable home until much later in life. On top of that, he was a firsthand witness to the arguments, fights, and even life-threatening moments that were brought about by the squabbles between his older brothers. So I think it would be safe to say that during his formative years, Jacob's emotional foundations were a little unstable. There was always something to fear. And not surprisingly, this seems to have created some anxiety as part of his character. In the 12 chapters that Jacob authors in the Book of Mormon, he refers to his own anxiety 4 separate times. There are 3 of these incidents in this week's readings. And the first is in Jacob chapter 1, verse 5, which reads, "For because of faith and great anxiety, it truly had been made manifest unto us concerning our people, what things should happen unto them." The next is in Jacob chapter 2, verse 3, which states, "And ye yourselves know that I have hitherto been diligent in the office of my calling, but this day I am weighed down with much more desire and anxiety for the welfare of your souls than I have hitherto been." The third is in Jacob chapter 4, verse 18, which reads, "Behold, my beloved brethren, I will unfold this mystery unto you. If I do not, by any means, get shaken from my firmness in the spirit and stumble because of my over-anxiety for you." That last scripture really gives some insight into Jacob's fears and worries. He describes his anxiety as over-anxiety, which to me could mean excessive or overwhelming. In fact, he's so concerned about the power of his anxious feelings that he is worried about possibly stumbling or even being shaken from what he knows to be true. Notwithstanding his anxiety issues, Jacob overcame them, and he became a powerful prophet who testified of truth. We're going to talk about some of those principles today, and many of those principles in today's podcast are taken from my anxiety management book. It's called Peace Be Unto You. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. The book contains many tools and principles to better manage anxiety using truths from the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are 4 principles found in the first 4 chapters of Jacob, which I believe Jacob used to increase his faith and decrease fear. We can apply those same principles to reduce anxiety in our own lives. Some of these principles will sound familiar. We've reviewed them in previous podcasts because they are solid truths that apply to all personal improvement. The first principle is to be accountable. In Jacob chapter 1, verse 19, we read, "And we did magnify our office unto the Lord, taking upon us the responsibility, answering the sins of the people upon our own heads, if we did not teach them the word of God with all diligence. Wherefore, by laboring with our might, their blood might not come upon our garments. Otherwise, their blood would come upon our garments, and we would not be found spotless at the last day." Notice how Jacob clearly differentiates between his responsibility and that of those that he is teaching. His job was to teach the doctrine as pure and best he could, and if he did that, then he would not blame himself for their choices. But if he did not do that, then he would feel responsible for what they had done. All personal improvement begins with taking responsibility for those things we can change and that are within our sphere of responsibility, and then not spending our energy trying to influence things that we can't change or things that are in the spheres of responsibilities of others. We need to be personally accountable for our own change. The second principle is to do difficult things. In Jacob chapter 2, verse 10, we read, "But notwithstanding the greatness of the task, I must do according to the strict commands of God, and tell you concerning your wickedness and abominations in the presence of the pure of heart and the broken heart and under the glance of the piercing eye of the Almighty God." in this discourse, which is found starting in Jacob chapter 2, Jacob has been commanded to call the people to repentance and to speak to them about some pretty sensitive topics. The first one wasn't quite as sensitive. It was regarding them amassing riches and not sharing with the poor. The second one had to do with immorality, with some of the men who had abandoned the law of chastity. And he's speaking to a group that includes both these men and their women and their wives and children. And Jacob really didn't want to do this. He's clear about this as he talks about it, because it was going to be very awkward and very difficult, but he did it anyway. We have talked many times about how anxiety thrives on the fear of the unknown. We are never going to reduce our anxiety unless we start doing difficult things. We have to do the things that we fear. And we can start small. We don't have to go find our greatest fear and do that tomorrow. But if we avoid the things that we fear forever, then all that does is it perpetuates the anxiety indefinitely. At some point, we have to face our fears, do the things that scare us, and eventually we're going to realize that it's not as bad as we thought, and it's going to make those things easier to do over time. The third principle that in these chapters is to accept our weakness. In Jacob chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, we read, "Wherefore we search the prophets, and we have many revelations and the spirit of prophecy. And having all these witnesses, we obtain a hope, and our faith becometh unshaken, insomuch that we truly can command in the name of Jesus, and the very trees obey us, or the mountains, or the waves of the sea. Nevertheless, the Lord God showeth us our weakness, that we may know that it is by his grace and his great condescensions unto the children of men that we have power to do these things." I love how Jacob creates that juxtaposition there. He says, through the power of faith in Jesus Christ, they can do amazing things, even trees and mountains obeying them. Yet, God shows them their weakness so that they realize by what power they are able to do these things. And sometimes it feels like God is always showing us our weakness. We need to remember that we are weak, that we are designed to be weak. Sometimes anxiety is part of that weakness. This isn't something to be decried, but something to embrace. It's okay to be weak, and it's okay to strive to overcome our weakness. In fact, it's appropriate to do. Too many get overly worried about their weakness, and that just adds anxiety to their existing anxiety. We need to try not to do that. The fourth principle is to listen to and follow righteous counsel. In Jacob chapter 4, verse 10, we read, "Wherefore, brethren, seek not to counsel the Lord, but to take counsel from his hand. For behold, ye yourselves know that he counseleth in wisdom and in justice and in great mercy over all his works." The Holy Ghost will guide our efforts to improve, but we have to follow his direction. Sometimes we receive counsel from church leaders or even from the Spirit that is going to be difficult for us to implement. Sometimes it goes against our natures or makes us feel uncomfortable. But if we're praying for help to improve and then resist the heavenly counsel received, we're going to remain stuck. We have to follow righteous counsel in our lives. Let's review these four principles again. Applying each of them can help increase peace and decrease anxiety. First, be responsible for your own situation. Take charge of your personal change. Second, do difficult things. Don't avoid something just because it is a challenge. Seek help and do things that give you anxiety, and over time, these things will become easier to do. Third, accept your weakness. Remember that it's okay to have challenges. Don't have anxiety about having anxiety. And fourth, listen to and follow righteous counsel. The words of ancient and modern church leaders are a roadmap to personal improvement and greater peace. I always end my episodes with an invitation to act and just invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these might be good for you to do. For this one, just review the four principles listed in the podcast. And for each of those principles, answer the following questions. How am I doing with this? And how can I improve in this area? I have free worksheets you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter, and you can get that link in the show notes. Also, please subscribe to the podcast, and please share this with your friends and invite them to listen as well. There's written transcripts of the podcast too. You can find that link in the show notes. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.